Hey yo, we're back from a little break, but we're here under a tree, well and truly, and I've got a book in front of me. It's called Sacred Love, The Honeymoon That Lasts Forever. Guys, it's Chris Walker's words, it's my voice here on the podcast. It's good to be back. I'm on a little late lunch break here, and I thought what better than to open up Sacred Love by Christopher Walker and get into it. Pick up to where we left off, which was what we don't appreciate depreciates. Let's dive right in. Okay, a great example of this is affection. Okay, say you want affection from your lover, and you believe that the only way you're going to be given affection is through touch. So you start grumbling that your lover is not affectionate. You start complaining and comparing. You compare them to someone else, some ideal, something that gives you affection just the way you like it, which is always what you didn't get as a child. Guys, the truth is, they're giving you affection because there are so many other ways it can arrive, but you've become blinded to those other forms. You've become blinded to those other forms of affection because your ego is saying, I want this a certain way. It's like tunnel vision. You're only witnessing life, love, one way. People become as you treat them. And if you're always walking around moaning that you are not getting what you want in one form or another in the way that you want it, then you can be guaranteed that your partner will withdraw from you. If you don't appreciate what you've got, you lose it. You will need to prioritize abundance. Return to that awareness every day. Hold love absolutely beyond negotiation. This builds a sacred relationship. Even if the sky falls and they leave you, if you truly love them, you'll let them go unhappily. Love has zero expectations. All pain in relationship is blocked love. All pain in relationships is blocked love. Abundance is a wonderful opportunity to bring devotion to your relationship. And the real issue here is are you prepared to make the abundance between you and your love a priority in life? That means your appreciation of your lover is more important than your work, it's more important than your sport, your children, and your wealth. Ask yourself that question. Are you prepared to make the abundance between you and your lover, your priority in life? In the whole world of the universe, every molecule has a place, a role, a gift. If you can be thankful for what you have, for the blessing of life itself, and remind yourself of how goddamn lucky you are, then your whole life would change in just that one acknowledgement. We complain about love because we expect more and more, but we forget how lucky we are. Once you see that your gift is life, your gift of life, your heart will be open and your health takes a glowing leap. Music sounds different. And life, like a springtime flower, it opens and it opens and it opens. Stay humble to the gift and count your blessings. What you think about, you bring about. Every thought you think, every action you take, and every feeling, all those feelings that passes through your mind and your heart, they affect your relationship. Every thought is a vibration that travels outside of your mind. In this, you cannot lie. And if you go into a guitar shop and you pluck just one string on any guitar, then you go around and you listen to all the other guitars in the shop, you will hear that note resonating with every single one. Remember, what you appreciate grows. Romance is the second key to sacred love. Our thoughts carry with them a power far greater than we currently perceive. What we do, what we think, it affects our relationships. Truth comes to the surface. Like it or not, truth comes to the surface. Running kissing, talking, reading, working, making love and taking responsibility for the problems of the world, having dinner or sharing a bath, whatever you are doing right now in this minute as you listen to me on the podcast, that is the truth of your love. Nothing escapes it. It's a daily reality for you. Do not try to escape it. Each thing you are doing or facing right now is your true reality, your true encounter with love. This is exactly the point. Whatever you are doing right now, just do it. Do it with love. Don't avoid it. Do it with love. If you escape from the moment of love, you are always escaping from some future moment of love. From the cradle to the grave, waiting for what is already here. What you appreciate, it grows. If you want to be honored and treated better, it is wise to be appreciative of what you're getting. Complaining about what you're not getting is a surface way to reduce the value of what little may already exist. Sometimes, and especially when he or she is just not that into you, there is an exception that no matter how you treat someone else, they will still treat you well. A person who is not thankful is the most unromantic sausage on earth. Get that image into your brain. Thank yous are not what goes on in their heads. I remember one woman once said to me, "I'm always thankful, I just forget how to show it." It's the small things that count. It's the same as the little pebble that is thrown into the sea and stirs the water. It is hard to comprehend the extent to which the ripple travels. Even a great ocean is influenced by a single stone. We may not be conscious of it, but a single thought, given the right conditions, has the potential to build into a huge tidal wave of problems. What we see day to day are only tiny immediate circles that the thought produces. The vibration it produces in the sea reaches much further than we can ever imagine. Our ears do not hear it, and our minds do not know it, but it occurs just the same. Like a radio transmission, signals are sent and often not heard, but they exist and they impact the whole universe. Whew. I don't have much to say about that. All I can say is the sun coming through the leaves right now. It's getting cooler here in Sydney. It's a beautiful day. I hope you're having a beautiful one, wherever you are. Sending my love to you. This is Max Katana. Ciao for now.